Songs of Water is a Greensboro-based band whose music is constantly evolving and very difficult to pigeonhole. The band has been featured on PRI's Soundscape radio program, Echoes, and NPR's Thistle and Shamrock. Thistle host Fiona Ritchie called Songs of Water's most recent release, The Sea Has Spoken, a, quote, very rewarding listen. And New Indie Band magazine's Chris Smith said, quote, no matter what your flavor of folk or world music, I think you'll probably find something on the new Songs of Water disc that you'll like. I know that I certainly did. Songs of Water is led by singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Stephen Roach. He stopped by with bandmate, fiddler, vocalist, and multi-instrumentalist Luke Skaggs to talk about their music.
A lot of the music just comes from that deep place, and a lot of the people that listen to it as well have just commented there's something spiritual in nature about it. You know, it takes us to a deeper place than just guitar chords and average sound.
Our music is definitely growing in the sense of it's kind of, you know, getting out there more into Middle Eastern and even gypsy vibe and other kind of stuff like that. And, you know, we've got a lot of percussion things we like to go into.
What's your concept of world or global music, and what excites you about music from other parts of the world?
It's very, you know, music is a language and it speaks differently. And you can, to me, when I hear a different scale or something, it's like it sang something different. And so I don't know.
You hear a lot of harmonic gypsy minor sorts of sounds that you certainly wouldn't hear in your typical pop tune here in the States.
Well, you can really hear the cry of the culture too, I think, and you can really hear, you know, we've seen this even, you know, in the African slaves or even like with the Native Americans. You can really hear the cry of even like people that have gone through oppression in their music, you know, and it's a way for them to escape, and it's also a way for them to receive hope, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I love about listening to other people's cultures. You really hear their heart in the music. And so I think it's kind of cool that we get to listen to that and try to interpret it and almost in a way carry their burden and what they feel, you know what I mean?
America is really the big melting pot of the whole world, you know, and more so now than ever before, I would think. You see so many different cultural expressions, which is beautiful and amazing that this country is where you really see that in the world. And so, in a way, it's almost kind of the new American music that I feel like we're doing in a sense. Luke's family background, as well as my own family background, very folk, very bluegrass, Appalachian, you know, a lot of what would be considered American folk music. And so I think even probably for both of us, having that background and that heritage, it gives us a different perspective on other countries' folk music and heritage, and to be able to identify with it in that way. It's something familiar about it, even though the scales and the musicality of it is different. There's something in the folkiness of it that rings true to home. And so I don't know, maybe it's the new American music. Who knows?
Songs of Water, singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Stephen Roach, and fiddler, vocalist, and multi-instrumentalist Luke Skaggs. You'll find links to Songs of Water's latest CD, The Sea Has Spoken, and more at wfdd.org/triadarts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.